Now time for locker room chat with Nemaha Central girls head basketball coach Had Hilgen after a pair of games from this past week. Coach, we'll start off with your guys' win at Jefferson West. You guys win 50-29. Your thoughts on that one?
You know, we came out right away and did what we needed to do. I believe we built up a maybe double-digit lead right away and really never looked back in that one. We were really good in transition, really good getting the ball in the paint, taking advantage of our size and strength inside, and really dominated from the get-go. So did exactly what we needed to do.
And then after that, yesterday, falling to Riverside 34-30 to a very good Cyclones team that you'd already beaten earlier on the season. This game didn't have a whole lot on the line in terms of sub-state or the league ramifications, but just your thoughts on that game.
Deep got to Riverside. They played hard. They played very physical, and their crowd was really into it. It was very loud in there, and they kind of wanted it more than we did. We didn't play very well. Our execution was poor. We were on the same page a lot, and we got to be better going forward on the offensive end. They were very physical with us in the post, some within the rules, most maybe not within the rules, but that's the way it was called, and we're going to live with that. But we got to be tougher mentally and physically going forward and not let a team bully us like that into the basket.
So that puts you guys at the 2 seed for sub-state as you guys will take on Concordia. Coach, do you know anything about this team? And if not, or if so, how are you going to prepare for them?
I watched a little bit of film on them. They upset Clay Center last night, which was a big win for them. So they're going to have a lot of confidence coming in to sub-state here. But they got a few players who are a pretty good size. One girl who looks like she's about 6 foot, really athletic. That can defend and is pretty good on the offensive end. So, you know, their record is not very good, but they play in a competitive league. So we'll need to be ready from the get-go and get back to playing Lady Thunder basketball the way we're capable of playing.
And, Coach, how confident are you in your girls that they're going to be able to bounce back after that tough loss?
Well, yeah, I have no doubt from it. You never want to lose. Take games, but when you do, it's got to be one that you can learn from. And, you know, that was a sub-state atmosphere finals that we had over there the other night in Riverside. So we got to deal with the adversity better. So I think that will prepare us for this week. And our girls were upset with the way they played. They weren't happy. So I know they'll be ready to bounce back to practice and get back after it and prove, that they're one of the best teams in the state.
Coach, thank you so much for your time today and throughout the season as well. And also, best of luck, not just on Monday, but throughout sub-state, and hopefully it results in you guys getting back to state.
You bet, Jared. And thank you for all you guys do for the kids, supporting them and getting their names out there and stuff. We really do appreciate that. So thank you as well.
That was Nemaha Central girls head basketball coach Haddon Hilgen here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Life Care Center, Countryside Feed, and Hauk Seed.